This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life.
I escape my hour-and-a-half drive to work through music. It's one of the beauties of smartphones and the cloud that you can take your music wherever you go. And nothing goes better than cruising down the highway playing Van Morrison's Into the Mystic. Why, when I hit 70, moonroof open, I do feel like I was born before the wind. Thanks, Van, for making my drive fly by. And thanks to all the musicians who ride shotgun with me to my various destinations. We 21st century people never go anywhere without our playlist. This phenomenon made me wonder what music meant to George Washington back in the late 18th century. In those days, you had to make your own music or hang with people who did. George Washington admitted that he couldn't play or warble a note, but he did love dance music. Evidently, George and Martha could really bust a groove on the dance floor. Washington wasn't a mambo man, but wow, could he minuet. Although I love imagining George and Martha sashaying between two lines of bewigged partygoers to Rick James' Super Freak. I'm sure George would appropriate Rick's lyrics. She's a very special girl from her head down to her toenails, to the genteel first lady, and no doubt his main squeeze. Notwithstanding his earlier dalliance with Sally Fairfax as a young bachelor. In Washington's day, you weren't a full-fledged Virginia aristocrat until you mastered the graces of social dancing. So, add dancing to his required skill set. No surprise, the commander-in-chief also dug fife and drum marches. One of his favorites was The Wayworn Traveler. He even admonished band members in the Continental Army to pipe up, play in tune, or forget about it. I'm sure Washington enjoyed Yankee Doodle. Rumor has it a Brit wrote the tune as a snickering insult to the Americans, whom many a redcoat considered country rubes. After the Battle of Lexington and Concord, the Americans co-opted the tune, changed the lyrics, and taunted the British with it. Even today, most folks can at least whistle Yankee Doodle. You get the idea. George Washington must have savored the surrender ceremony following the Battle of Yorktown, you know, the siege that ended the Revolution. According to legend, the defeated British Army's musicians played a tune titled The World Turned Upside Down as they laid their arms before those victorious Yankee rubes. Although Washington didn't play an instrument, he did encourage his stepkids and grandchildren to play. During his presidency in Philadelphia, then the temporary capital, Washington hired Alexander Reinagle, the Andrew Lloyd Webber of 1793, to tutor his youngest step-granddaughter, Nellie Custis, on keyboard. 4 years earlier, Reinagle had written a musical tribute to President-elect Washington. It was performed by a choir of citizens as Washington crossed into Trenton on his way to New York City for his inauguration. It must have been nice to catch a concert while on the road, given that there was no smartphone or even an antique Walkman available. Well, my musing is over. Time to hit the road. I think I'll turn off my smartphone and just whistle Yankee Doodle all the way to work. Well, that's probably what George Washington did anyway.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.